Thank you. was work very kind. It was the only job I ever got out there, was a regular welfare line. Once I had a daughter, once I had a dream, now all the work is being done by a big old machine. Singing a gospel song.
everybody. We are very glad to be here. The drive up was just unbelievable. It's so beautiful. Thanks so much for having us today.
Leaving, as might as well be done. I am falling. Let me touch you for one. Burn down.
From Torrance, California, and he is our sexy vegetarian. You know, you don't always see those two things hand in hand, but we've got one up here with us. What'd you say, Ron? You don't want everybody? Oh, if you've followed our music at all for the past 20 years, you've seen Ron's name on every recording we've made. He's also written a bunch of songs that we've recorded through the years. He is our sightseer of the band. He gets up earlier than everybody else and goes to bed later than everybody else. And he's even gotten kicked out of some museums for taking pictures he wasn't supposed to take. Please make welcome Ron Block, everybody. Look at him go.
Thank you.
She's mad and they all have little to eat. We'd always have Folks you knew today when you came through?
I saw a bunch of people from Cook's Knob.
You may know him as the singing voice of George Clooney, also for maybe a brother out there. Your favorite place to eat?
My favorite place to eat? 77. Oh, I gotta throw one out to Bowling's hot dogs, too.
That's Dan Jaminski, everybody.
Say goodbye. There's a restless feeling knocking at my
like to tell you who this is over here playing the dobro for you folks. We've been very proud to have traveled up and down the road with him for the past 15 years. He's one of the greatest musicians you will find in any kind of music, anywhere. That's Jerry Douglas, everybody.
Hi, folks. How y'all doing? Have you had a nice weekend? You look like it. You're done on that side. Nah, it sounds like you had a pretty good time up here all weekend. I've been checking in on some of the pictures. Nice painting of the faces that's been going on here. I've been noticing that a lot. And pardon me for not showing up at the Ricky Skaggs and Jerry Douglas workshop today. I really, 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 really wanted to do that, but I got an attack of the something in my chest, and I couldn't make it this morning. So sorry about that, but I'll make it up for you, hopefully now. And hopefully, he said. But I'll play a couple tunes off it. I got a new record called Traveler that's out, and it's doing pretty good. And I'll play a couple songs off of that from a couple of famous bluegrass songwriters named Paul Simon and Chick Corea. They are household bluegrass names at this point. Absolutely. So thanks for coming to see us. Thanks for being here this weekend. Looks like a lovely, lovely place. And the weather is superb. The sun's gone down just a little bit. Y'all look even better right now. So thanks for coming out this weekend. I'm sure everybody here at the festivals is very pleased and support all the volunteers that work here. And a big round of applause to the guys who put this thing on. Thank you. saw ways we rambled this river and I. All along your green valleys I worked till I died. My land I defend with my life need it be. Cause my past stirs a plenty, must always be free. Green pastures aplenty from dry desert ground. From the Grand Coulee Dam where the waters run down. Every state in this union, us migrants have been. Lord, we come with the dust, and we go with the wind.
Thank you.
day. You rue the day that you were born. Forgiving me the devil, cause I wouldn't hold corn.
Is gone.
like to tell you who this is over here playing the bass for you folks. I first met Barry 27 years ago in Nashville, Tennessee. We were at a bluegrass festival there, and now we just celebrated our 22nd anniversary of playing music together in Union Station. He comes from Kingsport, Tennessee. And he now lives in Greenville, Tennessee. And he's our outdoorsman. He likes to celebrate the lives of various animals by ending their lives very quickly with gunshot or flogging or a bow and arrow or just a good old smothering.
It's better to eat them. It's a little harder to eat them after you, if you don't end their lives first.
Yes, it would be difficult.
They don't hold still.
That's true, Barry. Thank you. Thank you. You learn something new every day. And have you ever done any of those kinds of activities in this part of our great nation?
Well, of course I have.
Stop Allison. It. I was just checking.
I married into my father-in-law as a Hokie. Mm-hmm. Alice is asking me what a Hokie is, and
I
don't really know what to tell her. I mean, I know it's a picture of a turkey, but
it's nothing to do with the Hokie Pokie. It's something called.
No, they don't do the Hokie Pokie, though. No. But yes, I have. A lot in Southwest Virginia. I've turkey hunted in Franklin County. Man can get his thirst quenched in Franklin County.
There's nothing like a good thirst quencher.
Particularly when it's turkey flavored.
Can you feel the love, folks?
I think I have some stuff.
Show your love for Barry Bales, everybody.
Born and bred, the place where Touch of your hand says you. Thank you.
shed his blood for us.